Kevin, how you doing this morning?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you guys?
We're doing well.
Great.
We've been kicking around, you know, criteria for bubble teams. And as a coach, you know, let's say you're in that room evaluating a couple teams and trying to decide which one got the bid. What do you think is the most important thing to look at?
Well, I don't know what the thing that should be the most important to look at is. I think that it just has to be consistent. You know, you're starting to hear more and more, who have you beaten? And I think that's probably as big a criteria as anything. Who have you tried to play, and who have you beaten? That would be the thing, I guess, that I would look at the most. But again, I'm not in that room, so just as long as they're consistent in how they're selecting it, then I'm good with that. The thing that's concerned me a little bit over the course of time is it seems to be a little bit of a moving target. And so as coaches, we really don't know exactly from year to year what it is that they feel like is the most important thing.
How much do you think the RPI should factor in all that?
Well, I thought the RPI took a step backwards, whether it was last year or 2 years ago or whenever it was that they changed it, and they changed it after the season started. And so, again, in line with the moving target thing, you know, this year, obviously, from what I hear, ours is up there pretty high. And
you're right.
Yeah, well, I hope it's the number one criteria then.
It should be a huge factor this year.
Yeah, I think the RPI should mean everything. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. Again, I haven't sat in that room, and for me to speculate on what should be and shouldn't be is would really be unfair, because I think that all of us are. You know, think we kind of have an idea, but I don't really think that we know what goes on in that room. I like sitting where I'm at instead of feeling like I'm a bubble guy, I can tell you that.
Kevin, when we were talking earlier with Barry Booker about Ogilvy and the fact that he's still young and still learning how to defend as far as not committing the stupid fouls, the early fouls, the overly aggressive. We talked about that fine line of being aggressive and being smart. But when you teach him in practice about defense, and what are your coaching points about that fine line? And is it a matter of just not going forward and being aggressive? It's just kind of holding your ground more, not to commit those fouls?
Well, Frank, his fouls, especially the ones that end up getting him on the bench, like his fourth foul the other day at Alabama was a moving screen. And it was on a play where, I mean, we were running a play for Shane. Shane had lost his defender. The guy was 10 feet, 12 feet away from Shane. All AJ had to do was just merely stand there and stay in the way. He didn't even have to hit the guy. He just had to stay in the way because the guy was never going to get back to Shane. And instead, he decides to move into him. And so a lot of it is just maturity as a basketball player. And you know, we've talked with AJ about this a lot. I talked with him about it again yesterday. I'm watching the Auburn game the first time, and with whatever it was, 10 or 11 minutes to play in the game, his fourth foul is trying to take a charge where he literally kind of falls sideways to try to get in front of a guy taking a charge. Well, you just can't commit bad fouls. If you get a rebounding foul, or if you're trying to take a real legitimate charge, or if you're going to the basket strong and maybe you charge into somebody for your third or fourth foul, That's okay, but to commit fouls that you really have time to think about over the back or something that is just really needless, you know, AJ is too important of a player to us to constantly stay in foul trouble.
Kevin, as you go into the Auburn game, one of the things, you know, that concerns me, and I talked to Joe about this yesterday, was first of all, you know, AJ and what you just talked about, but also you got to admit your guard play that, you know, Jermaine and Red Gordon have a tendency sometimes to disappear.
Well, you know, from a shooting standpoint, particularly, and you can throw Keegan Bell into that group too, because the three of them have not. You know, you take away Red's 7-for-9 from three against Georgia a few weeks ago, and the three of those guys have been on a downward spiral in terms of shooting the basketball, and so that's not something that that we can continue if we're going to have success in the postseason. Now, you know, I think, you know, you look over the course of the season, Red shot 38% from three in the league. He's had a good overall shooting percentage from three all season long. So I don't worry about Red too much. You know, Jermaine and Keegan, we've got to get, you know, we got to get those guys back to where they were earlier in the season.
Not trying to be Chief Dark Cloud about your team, but, you know, listen, he's won 8 out of his last 10. It's all good.
You don't have to be Chief Dark Cloud. I manage that on my own.
I really love what Andre Walker's been giving you off the bench.
Well, you know, Andre is a guy that has good size. He has good stamina. And he plays real hard defensively and can score around the basket. He can get in there around the basket and score. He's not, you know, he's another guy that hasn't made a ton of perimeter shots, but he doesn't shoot a ton of them. So, I like Andre's really on kind of an uptick right now, and I look for him to play more as we get into the postseason.
And you run into an Auburn team that has been slumping, but I know one of the things you're going to tell your team is, do not give them life early.
Well, I think that you know, Jeff will have those guys competing, and yeah, it would be great if we could jump out to a good lead at the beginning of the game. But you know, the way our basketball team has played, most of our games have gone down to the end, and so we're just going to have to expect a 40-minute game. And if it's better than that, then that'd be great. But as long as we get out of there with a victory and we're playing on Fridays, then hopefully I'll be satisfied. It's just live to play another day at this point.
All right, Chief Dark Cloud, we'll let you go.
All right, guys, we'll see you.
Hey,
thanks,
Kevin. Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.